Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast. Y'all don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say. Welcome to the journey. It's your boy, Journeyman Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100, coming to you on today's devotion of Be Intimidated by Your Call. Oh, man, let me tell you something. This is definitely going to be a long task off a short bridge when you start to talk about people that are intimidated by your call. People that are irritated by what you bring in the things of God and what you say in the things of God. Oftentimes are people that are insecure, people that are jealous, people that have the tendency to be annoyed by things that you do. I mean, when you look at people that are intimidated by it, there's elements of jealousy. Clearly, and you know, I think a lot about Joseph's call to be over many people and his inability, his brothers just continuing to mock him and talk down about him, call him the dreamer, here comes the dreamer, and all these little provoking places that come to distract Joseph from what he's called to do. And you know, a lot of times people that are intimidated by your call will many times try and bring you down. And when I say bring you down, I definitely mean they will try and bring so many types of discouragement to you to not want to do the call. That's so important that you have to remember to steer clear of people that are always trying to bring you away from what you keep hearing. People trying to distract you from it. And why would God call you to do this? And why are you trying so hard to do that? And what is this that you're doing? And it's not going to rain. And all of these, what we would call naysayers in the world. And guess what? Those naysayers can come from any part of the branch of life, wherever you, whether you work with them or whether you go to church with them or whether you live in the house with them. Come on here. You know, they could be your kids. Come on. They could be your parents. They could be your brother, sister. They could be your coworkers. I mean, it could be your pastor. I mean, listen, in some parts, you could be intimidated by your own call. Sometimes the call on your life, sometimes the things that God calls you to, you can be intimidated by yourself. Not yourself in particular, so to speak, but what God called you to. It can be so intimidating. It can be so, wow, God, you want me to do this? A lot of people get that, you know, and of course it all falls still back to that inadequacy place, even if it is within oneself. But we're talking about those that are intimidated, okay? So when you start to look at, you know, those that are intimidated, some of the things that we overlook in the intimidated people is one of the things you should be aware of is that a person that's intimidating will make you feel exhausted around them. You're going to feel exhausted. You're going to feel worn out. You're going to feel tired. You're going to feel you're going to feel that headspace that is created once you're around them, because they're going to start making those things in your life so much more difficult. A lot more difficult. It's not going to be an easy fix. It's not going to be an easy find. It's not going to be an easy road to make clear for you. And you're going to discover a lot of ups and downs, and definitely a lot of places that's going to bring you to a place of, oh my goodness, is this really going to happen again? Am I really going to have to deal with it? You start to find places of exhaustion when you start to deal with people that are intimidated. They refuse to offer constructive feedback. You got to watch these people. They only bring back to things that's going to tear down. They're only going to talk about things that aren't good. They're going to talk about how much is it going to cost, and who's going to help you, and all of these. Okay, where'd you get that idea from? Who gave you that kind of idea? And I've never heard of that before. That's something different. And, you know, all the things that are going to push back at and cause you to want to speak more about what you keep hearing God called you to do. Intimidated people oftentimes find ways of why what you are saying and doing and what you're hearing is wrong. Well, I wouldn't do that. I would probably go. I would probably not spend so much, or I probably wouldn't do a event with so much that costs so much money. I would probably not elect to bring that person in. There's always a bite back of everything that you do. You got to be careful of intimidating people. Oh, man. I tell you what. They don't think on your side, okay? Listen, you talk about frenemies. You know what a frenemy is? It's a person you call a friend, but they really your enemy. Your frenemies will always find a way to not be on your side. They don't think like you. They don't want to respond like you. They want to make it very uncomfortable for you. All of those things still fall up under exhaustion. They can be huge because it's to make you uneasy. It could be a huge part of making your life uneasy, making it uncomfortable, making it just difficult, y'all. I mean, when you start dealing with people that are intimidated, that are not on your side, you know, everything they do, it's going to feel uncomfortable and uneasy, and it's always going to be a why to whatever it is that you're doing. It's always going to be a why. It's always going to be why are you doing this, and what is up with this, and, you know, all of these things that bring about a discouragement. It brings about a great discouragement. And I'm telling you, you are going to run into a lot of that. There is no way you can do the call of God. There's no way you can do the things God called you to and not deal with these type of activities, these types of people, these types of things that make them feel insecure about themselves. Or maybe because they desire to do what you're doing, and for whatever reason they're not called to it, or they don't have the faith that you have. All these things are line up under these intimidation places. So what can we do about intimidating people? Glad you asked. What you got to do is you got to stand firm in what you've known. You've got to be more confident. Surely the sign of opposition is there's a sign that there is someone that is for you. Someone that's on your side. someone that's encouraging you to do it. If somebody's telling you not to do it, that's more than likely a sign that you probably need to be doing it. Because only friends would give you advice like that when they know you. But it's the tone and the presentation of how they would say, "I wouldn't do this." You know what I'm saying? It's you got to know the heart of the person, and that's so important too, is knowing those that labor among you. Because when you start to know those that labor among you, you'll know that if somebody tells you that, you know, "I don't believe that this is a good thing for you," it's because you know that they've been by your side in some tough times. They've been in your corner, and they've been in the right places to bring about that right type of information. But somebody that's just kind of in the way, they're just kind of seeing you do, and then they're like, "I wouldn't do it." You know, you have to be careful of those people too. You have to be mindful of those people, and you have to stay on the path. You got to stay focused on it. You got to stay focused on what you heard. What you hear is going to pay great dividends, because the person that says you shouldn't do it are most times are people that don't believe in what you believe in. And that's okay, because at least you know who it is. At least you know what you're dealing with. At least you know where you're going. At least you know what they bring to the table. I think it's very important. Those things are very and extremely important when it comes to that. Man, you know, these are things that, you know, that they do. They speak quietly as well. Just kind of coming through my mind and some things is they speak quietly against you. You can feel the turnout when you come into a room and then all of a sudden it gets quiet, but everybody's looking at you kind of thing. You know, you can feel those things of when people are intimidated by you, is that there's a quiet whisper about you. There's a quiet negativity that comes with dealing with you. And intimidating people will always try and find a flaw. But listen, doesn't matter what they find. It's about what you heard. It's about what God has already said. It's about what God has already pronounced and proclaimed to your life. And once you understand that, intimidation won't have its factors. It won't have its place. And it won't have a say in what you do in God. That's the most important thing. When you finally overcome people that are intimidated by you, then you overcome and you say, "God has more power, God is stronger, and God is giving me the ability to overcome anything that's negative." That's why the Bible says any tongue that rises up against shall be condemned. Because people that intimidate try and condemn and try and talk down and try and make belittle and to bring flaws to and all these things. But listen, just because they bring a flaw to it doesn't mean that that's what you have to settle for. It doesn't mean that that's what it is. It doesn't mean that that's all it's going to be. And it does not mean that this is where you have to stand. The only surrender you give to intimidation is the solicitation of what it is that God has called you to do. You're surrendering over the completed work. You're not forfeiting. You're surrendering it through God. Y'all got to catch that. You're not forfeiting the work. You're not giving up on the work, but you're surrendering the completed work to them and allowing them to see that, okay, I'm going to complete this thing in God, whether you believe it or not. That's irrelevant. It's irrelevant whether you believe it or not. Mom, dad, husband, wife, children, co-workers, pastor. It's not based. I'm not doing this based on if you believe it. I'm doing it based on what God has told me to believe in. Intimidating people will do that. Y'all be strong. Be strong in what God has called you to. Walk in it. Hold fast to it. Finish it. Finish the course. Finish the journey. Finish the completed work of the call, so that you can be what God has called you to be. I'm not intimidated. I'm intimidating to the enemy, but I'm not intimidated by the enemy. It's your boy, J-Man. We'll talk to y'all soon. Y'all be blessed on today. Well, y'all, that's a wrap on the Journey podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, if it's been a blessing to you, it's been helpful to you, it's been insightful to you, y'all, share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even going to charge you for it. I always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on the journey, where we believe in taking life one step at a time. And stay in the journey.